We have Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy joining us now here on Cody and Gold. Great to have you on the show, man. How things going? I know no pads on or anything yet, but you guys are lucking out weather-wise, too.
Oh, yeah, the weather feels good right now. It just feels good to be out here and play some football.
I got to ask, though, you're like one of three players that are wearing pants, though, out there. For our listeners, there's no pads or anything yet, but no shorts? Was there a story behind this?
No. I'm just a track guy, so, you know, we wear sweats to keep the legs warm, keep them fresh.
Fair enough.
My guess was like, maybe he just runs cold, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he just likes to keep you warm even when it's 100?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess you're wearing pants during the season too. So
Texas, Kansas City. I guess you're used to the heat.
Come on, man. You already know it.
Speaking of Texas, we were curious just because as you get out of college and you're now a pro, how close do you still pay attention to what the alma mater's doing? Like, do you get in the same thing? Like, hey, how's Arch looking? Do you text guys? How close attention do you pay to it?
I still got some guys on the team, but a lot of my guys are now in the league, so. We just kind of keep in contact. We talk a lot of trash to each other. Some of us are going to be playing each other, so we talk a lot of trash too.
Is there a lot of that in the club or in the locker room as well with you guys, as far as like Texas versus Bama versus Oklahoma, whatever? Right? Is there a lot of that like college allegiance trash talk during the football season when it starts?
When the season comes, say we play each other that week. It's a little rivalry, a little friendly bitch. We got to wear the jersey if we lose or stuff like that.
Is that the worst punishment you've had for an event like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
You're like, don't remind me.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Georgia, or
it's
whatever.
It's a new year.
Fair enough. Now, also, were you happy, though, with the way the combine went down? All the talk about, I think it was Isaiah Bond, the 40-yard dash and all that. And then you're still the guy when it comes to that, right?
Yeah, it's all good, man. I mean, lessons learned.
Do you get – yes, this sounds – you get, like, a trophy for that? Do they hand you something like – fastest guy in the history of the combine?
Nah.
You get a little plaque made up?
Nah.
Or just something you wear in your chest?
Just bragging rights. It's just bragging rights, man.
When you look outside of, like, just the normal results of the season, you obviously had statistically a very good Super Bowl and a very good playoff run. How hard is it to be like, okay, I still did some really good things in those things, but, you know, balance that with the disappointment of the results of the final game?
Right. I feel like as a competitor, you gotta hate losing more than you love winning. So as the competitor in me, I took the loss, but I had a great Super Bowl. So it's just more of a building stature. So I just need to build off of what I did.
That feels like a way like Mahomes approaches it. He hates losing more than he enjoys like this part of it.
100%. I can't even even after wins, I feel like I don't even celebrate. After a loss, I'm more of like in a down mood. So it's like it has more of an effect on you than winning.
Talking to Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy here on 96.5 The Fan. What's the next step look like for you? As Cody mentioned, statistically and everything, we saw you build up as the year went on. Clearly, you got more comfortable in the offense. They trusted you more as well. What's the next step for you, you think?
Right, just building that rapport, building that connection. We started building our rapport connection later on in the season, and I feel like we're just going to keep stacking on it.
What about the deep passes? That was a huge talking point, obviously, early in the season, and whether it was spatial awareness, things like that. How do you, I guess, get better at that? Because at camp last year, we saw plenty. We've seen it at camp this year, but in the regular season, maybe it wasn't fully there yet for you guys.
Right, just a lot of miscues and just executing from the miscues. I feel like if we hit those, we're having a different conversation right now. So just hitting the opportunities when they're there and when we got them.
As the season went on last year, your depth per target, the team's depth per target went down. Were you guys making, I guess, an intentional effort to say, hey, let's just do the small things right, get down the field, and then we'll take care of it in the red zone? As it became clear, maybe some of those miscues were going to continue throughout?
Right. I mean, it was just more of an understanding, like, things aren't working, so you got to adapt. If something's not working, you got to change your game plan, change your format. So we just did what was working, and it worked out for us.
People always talk about the difficulty of Andy Reid's his playbook and learning the offense and all the other stuff. It doesn't seem like – I mean, you obviously, your statistics are significantly better in the second half of the season as you guys continue to grow. Do you feel like any part of that was just like, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do now versus, like, you know, how long it takes to maybe pick up on what you're supposed to do at the NFL level?
Right, exactly. It's more of a – you can understand a playbook. I understood the playbook 100% at the beginning of the year, but it's more of like a understanding the game, more of anything, like understanding that, oh, they're going to run this coverage, so I need to run this route like this and get friendly like this. So just understanding what the defenses are going to do.
Andy was talking about Jalen Royals a little bit and how it seems like he's picking up things pretty well. He said one of the things he notices is how smart he is already.
100%.
What are you seeing from Jalen Royals and some of the young guys that are in that room with you?
Right, a lot of them just are really smart and really into that. But all of us are showing good effort. All of us are really a team, and we're really bonded in the room. We're having celebrations, creating celebrations as a unit, just having fun out there.
I think you mentioned during OTAs that it's year two for you, but you said some of the guys are still treating you like a rookie. Is that still happening here in St. Joe, or is it now year two Xavier Worthy?
Hey, man, it's year two X, man.
When you look at, like, if there's one thing I know about, like, being a professional athlete on that end, you guys get a little bit of free time in the offseason. Did you pick up a new hobby? Pick
golf,
up some
man.
Old hobby?
Golf.
Okay. How are you shooting? Like, are you?
I'm in the 90s. Not too bad. I mean, it's been like, what, a month? Not nothing crazy, but I'm learning. I'm getting there.
Wait, so you're already golf? In the 90s and you've only been playing golf a month?
Yeah.
That's not fair. That for the rest of
professional athlete, easy to pick up another sport. Yeah. I guess.
Are you taking lessons or just getting out on the course?
I got at my country club in my house in Texas. I got like a guy that helps me like with my hands, my feet, my setup and stuff. So he helps me a little bit.
Who's good in the wide receiver room? Anybody else that can golf?
We got Hollywood getting on the golf. I don't know who all plays in the wide receiver room, though. But
on the team, is there anybody that?
We already know Pat, Trav. Those guys are good.
They let you out on the course with them yet?
No, I'm not going with them yet. I need to get good before I go with them.
Do you know what they're shooting these days?
Pat's probably in the 70s. Okay. Trav's probably like in the 70s, 80s. So I got to get good before I go over there. I ain't trying to go over there and just get blown out.
I don't know. I mean, those guys seem like they might like to put something on the course, too.
Yeah, I'm cool. That's all the way.
How far do you hit your driver?
Like 280, 285.
I mean,
not too bad.
No, that's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Again, for a brand new golfer, I'm impressed. What were you doing in the previous offseason? Do you have hobbies before? You just said, I want to pick up something else.
I play a lot of video games.
Okay. What'd you play?
Call of Duty, Madden, NCAA.
Okay.
Are you playing the new college football game?
Nah, it's trash. I got blown out the first week, and I was
so cool. Everybody's saying that this year, last year everybody's excited because we didn't have it for a decade, and now like, I didn't buy the game this year either. It feels like last year was the year, and everybody's kind of moved on.
It was cool for a comeback. Everybody wanted it to come back, but now it's a comeback, and now it's basically Madden just in college form.
You just missed it. You didn't get a chance to have your.
If I was on it, I'd be playing it.
You didn't get a chance to actually be in the college.
Yeah, that's why I'm probably mad. That's why I'm probably salty.
Isn't Texas like the number one team on the game? Am I wrong? This
year,
we're the number one team in real life.
Do you feel good about them this year?
Oh, Natty.
So Arch, you're good with Arch. I know you didn't play with him, but like
saying it now. Arch for Heisman.
Okay.
Arch going to get the Heisman. Okay. You're saying they're going to win the national championship.
100%.
Before we let you get out of here, I also saw that you were working with a new foundation in the offseason. We like to ask about that, too. Tell me about the Worthy Ones.
Man, it's just so my logo is like a W, but it's also two people and somebody in the middle. So the two people are helping that one person up. Like, we're basically like just trying to help single parents or parents that are struggling, like help them like build something for their kids, help them show them a way or show them how to help their kids and support their kids in any type of way.
Were there foundations like that when you were a kid? Helped you out? Like, you know, like, because sometimes young guys don't get into the charitable game early, depends.
Right.
On what you kind of establish yourself.
Not where I'm from, it kind of was just like I had like my mom, so my mom was kind of like that person for me, so I want to just kind of show my mom, me and my mom kind of just want to show people like what we did and how we did it and how we could support any type of way.
Is she helping you with the foundation?
100%. She's like the main leader for it.
Okay. Mom helping. That helps.
100%.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes out and ears out, obviously, for some things you got going on with the foundation.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You coming
yes,
on the
sir.
Show, man.